Hey everyone, this is Gleb Bakhmutov, and today I want to show you how to pick elements that don't have an HTML attribute. So by default, if you use get or find, and in this case we're getting all li elements inside the unordered list, we get all four, and they read 1, 2, 3, 4. And if we want to, for example, select an element or all elements with a specific attribute like data priority equals last, we could say okay in square brackets data priority last, and of course if there are spaces then you should put quotes. So in this case we'll just have one element with text 4. And if you want to select elements with just this attribute present and you don't care about the value, then you just remove equals and value, and you just use the name of attribute in square brackets. So in this case, it's 1, 2, and text 4. How do you pick elements without that attribute? For example, if we want to select just element with text 3, which doesn't have data priority, it doesn't have data priority equals last. There are two ways I see doing it, and it depends on how you like your tests. One thing is that you can invert the attribute selector by using jQuery pseudo selector not, and then you put in parentheses the attribute selector. Data priority in square brackets picks elements with that attribute present. Colon not data priority will pick elements without that. So in this case, I'm expecting just the element with class 3. By the way, assertion should read comes from my Cypress map plugin. All right, so that's one way of picking elements without an attribute. There is a second one. Instead of using the jQuery pseudo selector, you pick first all elements, and then you filter them by using side.not, and you just specify the elements that you don't want. In this case, all elements that match square brackets data priority attribute selector. So the first command selects all li elements, second one filters them, leaving just the element without data priority attribute. So this is how you can do this. This example and many more are on my Cypress examples website, and I'm gonna put a link to that website in the description of this video.